Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. The Sharia obligation of Da'wah. The call for the Khilafah, an obligation of sustained effort across generations. The work of Islamic revival is not the work of an individual nor the mission of a single era. It is a trust and amana, trust carried in the hands of one generation and transferred with sincerity to the next, until the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Nasr, victory, tamkeen, empowerment, and istikhlaf, succession in authority, are fulfilled. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am of the second generation, my father and mother both in the da'wah and now with their Lord. My daughter and son are of the third. I pray for their constancy, while my newly born grandson is aspired, inshallah, to be the fourth. As da'wah carriers, we need to wake up each day seeking the pleasure of our Lord by fulfilling our role in this great and honorable task, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
And those who strived for us, we must surely guide them to our ways. And indeed, Allah is with the doers of good. Al-Ankabut 69. This verse is not addressed to those who strive for a single season and then retreat. It speaks to those who preserve jahadu in the past, continuous for confirmation within a condition, for the sake of Allah, regardless of the duration and the difficulty. The promise of divine guidance is tied conditionally to the constancy of the effort, not merely to its commencement. This is the foundational truth that is inherent with this message as sunnah of Allah, and which every carrier of the da'wah must internalize at the outset. The da'wah carrier must internalize that we did not enter this work just to see its end within our own lives. We entered it because it is the obligation of our time, because the ummah requires it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored only few with the clarity of vision and the sincerity of intention to carry it. And it is He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose authority is the matters of nasr, tamkeen, and istikhlaf. Life is for striving, and the rest is upon death, as an escape from evil. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allahumma aslih li dini alladhi huwa ismatu amri, wa aslih li dunyai allati fiha ma'ashi, wa aslih li akhirati allati fiha ma'adi, وَاجْعَلْ الْحَيَاةَ زِيَادَةً لِي فِي كُلِّ خَيْرٍ وَاجْعَلْ الْمَوْتَ رَاحَةً لِي مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ. O Allah, order well for me my religion, which is the support of my affairs. Order well for me my worldly affairs, in which my livelihood is found. Order well for me my life to come, where is my ultimate destination. Make life for me a means of increase in all that is good, and make death a rest for me from every evil. Muslim. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions radiallahu anhum worked tirelessly for 20 years, enduring persecution in Mecca for 13 years, migrating to Medina, establishing the Islamic State, and fighting off the Quraysh at Badr, Uhud, and Al-Ahzab, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them the fath of Mecca in Ramadan of the 8th year of Hijrah. The sons of the great Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, and the grandsons of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, stood against the tyrant. Among those who walked this path, Yasir and Sumayya, radiallahu anhum, were martyred years before the victory, never witnessing the triumph they gave their lives for, while their son Ammar, radiallahu anhu, stood against tyranny at an advanced age. Their constancy unto death was not failure, it was their eternal honor, and generation after generation did so. History also confirms this pattern without exception. Salah ad-Din Ayyubi, rahimahullah, spent over 20 years uniting the fractured Muslim rulers of the Asham in Egypt before the Mujahideen finally liberated Al-Quds in 583 AH, 88 years after the Crusaders had seized it. The noble companion Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, radiallahu anh, was martyred just outside the walls of Constantinople in 49 AH and lies buried there still nearly 8 centuries before Sultan Muhammad al-Fatih fulfilled the prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and opened the city to Islam in 1453 CE. Those who lived and died during those years of preparation without witnessing the final liberation were not failures. They were the foundation upon which the liberation was built. Each of these examples carries the same lesson. The years of apparent stagnation are not wasted years. They are the very substance of the work. Victory is the culmination, not the content. The da'wah carrier should always remember this. The nasr, the divine support, is in the hands of Allah alone. Hizb al-Tahrir itself is a living embodiment of this truth. Sheikh Taqiyuddin al-Nabahani, rahimahullah, founded the Hizb in 1953, working tirelessly in the face of imprisonment and exile until he returned to his Lord in 1977. Sheikh Abdul Qadim Zalloum, rahimahullah, carried the mantle until 2003. Sheikh Ata' bin Khalil Abu Rashta, may Allah protect him, continues to lead today, having himself witnessed 3 eras of leadership and decades of patient calling. Across 7 decades, the work has reached Central Asia, the Arabian Peninsula, the subcontinent, Africa, Europe, and America, a sustained and consistent expansion that shakes the already weakened thrones of the Muslim rulers and confronts the capitalist New World Order with a coherent and sincere alternative. To further emphasize this, the explicitly title of the quarterly report from the Washington-based think tank Middle East Forum of September 2025, titled Hizb al-Tahrir, Political Doctrine, Global Reach, and Challenge to the International Order, is amongst many publications confirming the fear of the West of the strength of the Dawah and its carriers. If the carriers of falsehood, communists, and Hindutva movements worked for a century to reach the lovers of governance, how can we who carry the most truthful system from the Lord of all worlds permit ourselves to be dissuaded from this most honorable of tasks? Over the decades of this work, it is inevitable that some carriers of the da'wah will find the path difficult. Fear, fatigue, family pressures, economic hardship, confusion in the face of prolonged struggle without visible breakthrough, these have tested the resolve of the sincere in every generation. This is not new. The Quran itself records the moments when the companions wavered and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to them not with condemnation, but with reminder, encouragement, and renewed call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
O you who have believed, preserve and endure and remain stationed and fear Allah that you may be successful. Ali Imran 200. 3 commands in ascending order of demand. Isbiru, bear your own hardship with patience. Sabiru, outdo your enemy in patience. Rabitu, remain bound to the post you have been assigned. Unwavering. These are not 3 separate acts. They are 3 dimensions of the single act of steadfastness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires of those who carry His call in difficult times. To those who remain firm day after day, year after year, decade after decade, know that the greatest reward belongs to those who stay the course to their graves. Paradise is not for those who merely wished for it. It is for those who worked for it, consistently, sincerely, until their final breath. The Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, is not a distant dream. It is a glad tidings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. While tamkeen, empowerment, and istikhlaf, succession and authority, are promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every study circle, every march, every act of patient constancy by every carrier of this da'wah in every corner of this earth is a brick in the edifice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete. We are moving. The signs are clear. The promise is true. It is just a matter of time by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Abdullah bin Asif, India.